You will not agree with us if you are content with things as they are. But you will at least hear us with sympathy if you are aware of the gravity of the national situation. If you believe that government by talk must at last give place to government by action. We believe that we cannot muddle through this time. But we also believe that with effort and with organization, this country can be greater and more prosperous than ever before.
We have been guided above all by the principle, by a belief in the underlying unity of Europe.
Our struggle is hard, because we are fighting for something great, and great things are not lightly or easily gained. We are fighting for nothing less than a revolution in the spirit of our people. We must be worthy of our mission. For black shirts are those who are summoned to lead the people to a new and a higher civilization. The black shirt is a revolutionary dedicated to the service of our country, who must always possess the character of the true revolutionary. It is not the character that you observe in the little men of the old parties, blown hither and thither by every gust of transient opinion, elated by a little success, downcast by a little failure, gossiping and chattering about the prospects of the next 5 minutes, jostling for place, but not so forward in service, without loyalty, endurance, or staying power. Such a character is the hallmark of financial democratic politics. It is the opposite of the national socialist. In the true revolutionary, the first quality is the power to endure. Constancy, loyalty to cause and comrades, manhood and stability of nature. We care not whether we win tomorrow morning or at the end of a lifetime of labor and struggle. For to us, the little calculations of the little men mean nothing. All we care is that win we will, because no power on earth can hold down the will within us. Struggles we have had and will have. Blows we have taken and will again. Through good and ill we march on, till victory be won, for this is the character of the true revolutionary.
My friends, it's all there, it's all waiting. Of course it can be done, it depends upon ourselves. You say, but again we're scattered individuals. Everything's against us. Governments, money, press, television, all the new forces are used against us. All the great forces, all the material powers of the world, you say are against you. And so they are. You're quite right to feel that.
Look at the present state of Britain. The war we opposed has landed Britain in the biggest mess, and Europe and us all in the greatest danger our history has ever known. You can now judge the results for yourselves. And I ask you, whether we were wrong after all to have opposed that war. My friends, there is nothing in my life of which I am so proud as having suffered at that time for a great belief. And you may yet be glad that there are some Englishmen who are known throughout the world who have on their hands no blood from the Brothers' War. So much for the past. Let us look at the future.
What can you do, we say? Come together, get going, get working, inspire other people like yourselves.
For these are the jobs that count, by the dedication of thousands to that mission of leading the people in their own homes and streets, revolution is won. In that task, I cannot in body be with every one of you every day, but in spirit, I am with you always.
Stood firm
such possibilities, with such choices, of disaster or of greater heights and greater glories.
You can begin now to serve our people, our country, and our brother Europeans. Enter the ranks of our movement and begin this great service. You will find men and women who have given all for this cause, who have suffered abuse, ruin, and imprisonment, who have lived dedicated lives for a great belief. Come to our brotherhood and strive for the coming victory. The days of defeat and disaster are behind. The hard and testing days of struggle for the very life and soul of our country of Europe lie ahead. We need you. Come to us. I stretch out my hand to you, my home and my new companions. Together, we will yet save the lands we love. Together we will build as a great reality, the world of which men have dreamed.
Which is going to be Europe, and is going to save mankind. My friends, do live in that sense that you are Europeans.